Welcome to the Leadership Spark Podcast, where we equip you to be the great leader your people deserve. This is Hampton and Corey, and over the last few days, we've been discussing common challenges for first-time managers. We've actually gone through 9 already, and today we'll be doing 10, 11, and 12. And the first one I want to talk about is this is a challenge for first-time managers, and that's connecting across differences. Again, we've been saying this since day one of this series. So many of us have been promoted because we crushed it in our roles. We're a great individual contributor. We meet deadlines. We hit numbers. We're a high achiever. But now all of a sudden you find yourself in a role, you're leading a team. And at some level you want to just say, well, just do what I did. Like just do it. And you're going to be leading, you know, at sometimes multiple different people who have different wirings, different preferences, different skill sets. And so the lesson here, and many of you who are in Wild Spark that get a monthly leadership lesson have done a lesson on this, but it's really called leading everyone differently. And if you think that every person is going to respond the same, then you're fooling yourself, because everybody really does need to be led differently. And so the more you know someone, the more you connect with them relationally, the more questions you ask about what motivates them and how they want to be held accountable and how they want to be given feedback, that's really going to help you be able to lead them differently. Another very practical way is some level of personality assessments or productivity assessments. Here I am talking about the working genius again. That is one that really can help you understand that the fatal leadership assumption is a big mistake that you can make. And the fatal leadership assumption is assuming that everyone views the world the same way that you do, and they don't. And so the more you can understand the differences in your people and how they want to be led, the better off you're going to be as a leader.
So the last two would be resolving interpersonal conflict and the ability to prioritize competing demands. And so it can be very challenging as a first-time manager to be put in a situation to where there's a higher probability that you're going to have to manage conflict. It could be conflict that you're directly involved in, or you may be mediating conflict between people on your team or people within teams in your organization. And so the need for a first-time leader, first-time manager to be proactive in resolving conflict, it becomes a skill that you need to develop. And so being able to learn how to identify and address issues when they're smaller before they turn into bigger issues becomes a discernment or a skill that is built by a leader the more time that you're able to see these things take place within your team or an organization. And so you want to be able to do that. And that can be a struggle for a first-time manager, is picking up on the indicators that are telling you that there is conflict that is starting to develop. And if you don't resolve it now, it could blow up into a bigger, much larger issue down the road. And so you want to learn how to mitigate conflict once it occurs and do it fast so that you can lessen the impact on your team or the organization. And so being able to confront those interpersonal dynamics that could be causing conflict can be a challenge for new managers, but it's a skill that you can develop and that you can practice. And so the last one is prioritizing competing demands. And so it was a lot easier whenever you were managing just your workload and your priorities, and you were managing your to-do list. And whenever things came in, you could reprioritize those and focus on what you need to get done. Now you're helping other people to be able to do that. And at times there can be competing interests. There could be things that need to get done that could be in competition against each other. And so you have to be able to discern alignment and discern, you know, where does this fit within the bigger picture of priorities that I have for my team? And how do I start to have a both and, not an either or mentality when it comes to helping people get things done? And so your ability to manage this tension between competing demands becomes something that you can grow in as a leader, but it can be very difficult or feel very complex or feel very challenging as a new manager when you're hitting and bumping against that tension for the first time. And so hopefully this series of podcasts has helped you identify challenges that you are having if you are a young manager, or if you're thinking about getting into leadership. These are things that you can reference back to as challenges that you are probably going to face, and you can start to build the skills now that will help you overcome those challenges when you face them in the future. And so hopefully this was helpful as we've gone through this. You have what it takes. Go build the skills necessary to be able to be the great leader that your people deserve.